Of course, we'll be talking about the debates, and who won, who lost the debate. We'll be doing that next week. Chuck, as always, man, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event that is always one of my favorites here in Las Vegas, and it's at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And, yeah, they're going to have a race this weekend, but nobody's going to be in the stands. It's so sad that it has to be that way. A big, huge racetrack like Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and nobody's going to be able to be there. That, to me, is sad. That is really sad. We'll talk with Jeff Motley, Vice President of Communications at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Also, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan getting into the racing business. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a little bit after 3:30, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Good tap the brakes there, 15 south of Bonanza, north 15 at Sunset. Watch out for some slow merging traffic leaving the freeway on Interstate 15 North. That is at Cheyenne, and there's some stragglers out there that just can't quite fit on the off-ramp. So they're still there on the right lane on 15 North. Some congestion on the Beltway, 215 West at Valley Verde, east at Windmill. As you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, no big restrictions there. Tap the brakes, 515 East at Main, and remember the road work on 15 North. That is at St. Rose Parkway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Mountain West presidents are expecting to meet on Friday and will at least consider voting on whether or not to move forward with a football season. Right now, there are two possible plans. The most likely is starting the season on October 24th with a league championship game on December 19th. CBS Sports saying that all teams, including the California teams like Fresno State and San Jose State, and also the Service Academy and Air Force, that all teams would be willing to play the fall football season. Raiders football coach John Gruden being fined $100,000 for not properly wearing a mask on Monday night. 2-0 Raiders play the Patriots on the road on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Say hello to Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal, with hundreds of your favorite movies, like...
Track!
And...
My name is Patrick Bateman.
And don't forget...
E.T.
Every genre, every mood, for everyone. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Stream American Psycho, ET, and Psycho now on Peacock. Stream Shrek in October.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Let's talk. more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Normally, we'd be getting ready for racing. NASCAR comes to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But and there will be a race. There will be a race. There just won't be any fans, and that's so disappointing. Jeff Motley is the Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He is also a friend of mine. Jeff, I know it's different doing a race like this without anybody in the stands. You had the first race of the year, and everything went off fine before the pandemic. What's it going to be like after?
It's going to be totally different. First off, Kevin, thanks for having me on. I appreciate being on the show. It's going to be completely different. You know, the spring event, or if you want to call it spring, I guess it was in February, huge crowd, and just to see, you know, the drivers were interacting with the fans and all the pageantry that goes along with a NASCAR weekend. And this weekend, you're right, it's going to be totally different. We're going to have empty grandstands, and we're going to be running a race, basically a made-for-TV product. It's not unlike what you're seeing with the NBA right now, with the NHL, what Major League Baseball's doing, and what some of the NFL teams are doing, kind of like what the Raiders had to do with the Saints on Monday night here, and playing in front of no fans and providing a great TV show, basically, for all the fans that can watch at home.
Well, I've gone on record on this show before saying that really, the way TV handles your sport is far superior to any other sport that I can think of. The way they shoot the race, sometimes because they're shooting so low, you don't even know there's not fans in the stands. What are the differences as you prepare the track and the facility for racing? What is different about it for you guys?
I think maybe the first thing that struck me was driving in this morning. I got here about 7 o'clock this morning, and I had to go through a temperature checkpoint in my car just to access the property. So that was completely something that I'd not had to do before. So that was the first thing, I guess, that struck me. I think it's going to hit me more once I'm out there Friday night at the truck race, or Saturday for the Xfinity, Sunday for our cup race, to see these race cars on the racetrack or getting ready to start the race and not having fans sitting out there watching. I think it's just going to be eerie. It's just going to be completely different. You know, you talked about the TV coverage. Now, we're going to see a really incredible TV product, because there are areas now that they can go with cameras that they haven't been able to go before. For example, they can fly a drone over the grandstand, because they're not allowed to fly a drone over people. So they can get video from a drone over the grandstands. They can put cameras in our seating areas that are angles that they've never had before. So, yes, it opens up a lot of avenues for television, but I know enough of the television producers, and I work with them on a daily basis, to know that they would much prefer to have race fans in the stands and go back to their normal camera position.
Again, Jeff Motley joining us, Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Yep, racing is coming to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend, but no fans. What do we hear about February? Are we hearing anything about February and the possibility that the governor will relent and will let fans into the place?
You know, there's a lot that's going to obviously go on between now and you know, we'll see if it's February or March for our first race next year. Hopefully, we're going to get a schedule announcement maybe in the next week or two. We keep hoping for that. As far as what the regulations are going to be, you know, like I said, there's going to be so many things that go on between now and then. I mean, Do the Raiders try to petition to have some fans for the end of the season? I know we've heard Mark Davis say that he's not planning on having fans. We've also got UNLV that's going to begin to play basketball. You know, we've probably got the big league weekend that will get scheduled out at the Las Vegas ballpark, and depending on what they're trying to do. So I think there's going to be a myriad of different events that hopefully will have an opportunity to take place between now and when we get into March. And then, I mean, let's see what happens with the pandemic. You know, I guess that's kind of the $64,000 question. I mean, are we going to see this thing really fade away? Are we going to see a vaccine where people are getting, where there's more immunity to the vaccine or to the virus, excuse me? I just don't know. I mean, we are certainly hopeful to have huge crowds out here in the spring and again next fall, and we want to see the Golden Knights have a full T-Mobile Arena, and we want to see Allegiant Stadium filled with Raiders fans. I mean, that's that's great for our entire community to see everything filled up.
Jeff, was there any talk, was there any petition to the governor to let us have 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 people at the Speedway? Was there any talk of that at all?
Yeah, well, we submitted our plans, no different than what we've seen around the country. We've seen in a number of states where plans have been submitted to state leadership, and in some states the state leadership has signed off on having some fans, and some states they haven't. We just saw yesterday that North Carolina has agreed to 7% capacity for outdoor venues. Well, that's, you know, if you've got a 90,000 seat venue, which is about what our Speedway in Charlotte is, then you're probably going to be able to have somewhere around, what, about, I don't know, 6,500, 6,000, 6,500 people. I don't know how many that's going to mean the Carolina Panthers can have in Charlotte. So I'm using that as an example.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we definitely put in our proposal in order to be able to have the race. But, you know, the state government, they looked at it. They looked at the proposal, and I just don't think they were quite ready. I mean, no one else is having fans in the stands for anything. I mean, our showrooms, for the most part, are closed right now. I know my buddy Myron Martin down at the Smith Center, you know, they've been down for a while, and that place is another phenomenal facility that hasn't been able to have people inside. So, you know, we made a good effort for it, and state didn't feel it, you know, quite ready to take that step. And what we got this weekend, we're going to make the best of it, and hopefully the people that watch it are going to enjoy it, and the people that are our partners involved. You know, we've got really great partners in the South Point and Alsco and Westgate, and I think our partners are really going to be, you know, able to enjoy the weekend themselves, at least by seeing what they're going to see on TV.
Again, Jeff Motley joining us, Vice President Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. In a final couple of minutes, some of the big news around NASCAR involves not a race car driver as much as it is a former basketball icon. Michael Jordan is coming to NASCAR. Give me the details on that one.
Well, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, who's one of the NASCAR drivers, have partnered together, and they're going to own a team. They have bought a charter from a team that is not going to be competing anymore, from Germain Racing, and they've hired Bubba Wallace to be their driver. I think getting Michael Jordan in the sport is incredible. You know, his really good friend Brad Daugherty, who he also, I don't think he played with Brad at North Carolina, but they both played college ball at North Carolina, played against each other in the NBA. Brad has been a NASCAR team owner for a number of years with JTG Racing, has also been a broadcaster with NBC Sports. I think Brad has been able to kind of coach Michael through it. And look, Michael grew up a NASCAR fan. Michael grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina. His father was a car guy. His father used to tinker on cars with the legendary Hoss Ellington. And Michael tells stories about how his dad used to drag him to Rockingham and Darlington and Talladega and Charlotte and places like this to watch NASCAR races. So Michael's a fan, and Michael has been to a lot of races. And I think now he's jumping in basically with both feet. Denny Hamlin has been in partnership with his Jumpman brand for a long time, so it made perfect sense that Denny and Michael would kind of get in there together as partners, and Bubba Wallace, you know, great race car driver and a great dude who everybody in the sport loves being around.
So where do they find the wherewithal? I'm not talking about financially, but just the knowledge. Is that something Denny will bring to the team as far as fabricating and building race cars and engines and things like that? Where does that kind of knowledge come from?
I think Denny drives for Toyota. Denny's under a Toyota contract, and he is still going to continue to drive for a different team, Joe Gibbs Racing. And that's not unprecedented, because back 20 years ago, Dale Earnhardt started Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, but he continued to drive for Richard Childress. So I think you'll see Toyota Racing Development and TRD will be providing the engines, providing a lot of engineering. I think they'll be able to draw from a lot of resources from Joe Gibbs Racing, where Denny races along with Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. and next year Christopher Bell. So I think basically this is going to be almost like a satellite team to Joe Gibbs Racing, and I think they will have everything available to them that Joe Gibbs Racing makes available to all of its race teams, and I think you will see this team be really, really good. You know, a few years ago we had a team in Denver called Furniture Row Racing that won the NASCAR championship with Martin Truex Jr. driving for them, and they were like a satellite team to Joe Gibbs Racing, and you see how powerful and strong they were that they could win the championship. I think you'll see the same type success out of this new team. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to predict a championship, but I think they'll be able to be contenders and right up front.
Jeff, in our final 30 seconds, I got to keep it to 30 seconds. You are more than just the vice president of communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You are a media superstar in your own right. Tell us about your radio show.
Yeah, Brendan Gaughan, who races part-time NASCAR, he and I do Gaughan Racing. We're on VSIN as well as the SiriusXM NASCAR channel. We tape our show every Thursday. It's an hour show. Talk a little bit of NASCAR gambling. So you can catch us. We have a YouTube channel. We also have a podcast. But it's Gaughan Racing, G-O-N-E-R-A-C-I-N. A little bit of play on Brendan's name. So, yeah, that's our show. We'll be taping that tomorrow. Actually, Brendan is going to be down in Mexico. So I'm going to have a guest with me tomorrow.
I'm available. I have nothing going on tomorrow.
Well, I should have called you. I already got somebody lined up.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Jeff. I know this is your busy week. Or 2 weeks, because you got a spring race. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it, and we'll be watching.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Modley, Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, throughout the day, we've been waiting for this possible indictment in Louisville. I worry that there's going to be rioting, not just in Louisville, but around the country. The Breonna Taylor thing. And three indictments, three felony charges, but minor felonies. And it was interesting, though, but let's go to cut one. Because John Yoo is the former assistant AG, assistant attorney general, was on with Harris Faulkner. In fact, he was on our show, what, a month ago? 2 months ago? This was the react, but apparently got into some trouble because he was misstating the facts just moments after the indictments came down. This was John Yoo on Fox News Channel.
We don't have a whole lot of detail, and that judge didn't talk for a long time, and there were three people, three officers, and including a sergeant, that were, you know, we didn't know who would get charged or if anybody would. Your first reaction to one officer being charged, and as you can explain it to us as well, what you understand this will mean.
It's great to be with you, Harris. It seems to me an appropriate indictment from the grand jury. You'll notice that the judge was asking the grand jury in the selection you were playing there about their understanding and what the charges were. Former Detective Hankinson is being charged with murder. It seems appropriate. It doesn't look like what we would call first-degree murder, that he planned and went in to kill someone with malice, but it sounds like it's something more like, although this is not what Kentucky calls it, it's what we would generally call second-degree murder, that he was wanton, reckless, indifferent to the value of human life. I believe if you look at the facts from the various investigations, Detective Hankinson was the one who looks like he fired almost his full clip throughout the room. I think he's the one who fired 10 shots into the room without really looking to see who was in there, if there was any threat. The other two officers don't seem to have fired at that kind of rate. So that actually seems like an appropriate charge to me. Also, I might add, the investigation might not be over. We'll need to see what the Attorney General says. But just because Officer Hankinson has been charged with second-degree murder here doesn't mean that the other two officers are yet off the hook. The investigation may still be continuing. They could still be charged with something else.
The problem is he's not being charged with murder. Reckless endangerment is a far cry from murder. It is a felony, but it's a Class D felony, not a Class A felony, the most serious, or Class B or Class C, but Class D, as in dog. John Yoo got it totally wrong. And again, that's what happened. That's what happens when the media goes off half cocked. You know, before they actually have the facts, before they actually have the indictments in front of them in writing. But everybody wants to be first. Don't ask me why. Stick around, more to do as we continue. We'll have more on this. This whole Breonna Taylor thing. Because people want justice. And what they're getting in this case is not it. We'll talk about And we'll see if we can squeeze in Brian in just a bit. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. Protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, 41 days to Election Day. Early voting begins on October 17th. Coming up, Michael Schaus will join us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. And we'll talk about Breonna Taylor's death, the fact that none of the three officers were charged with the murder of Breonna Taylor. None. And a lot of people are saying that that's not justice. They want justice, and they're taking to the streets right now in Louisville and around the country. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up, plus a couple of key judgments from the courts relative to Nevada. We'll get to that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom, but that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart. And having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the department